The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, apparently over 25,000 bicycle thefts have been reported to Gardaí in the last 5 years. However, cycling campaigners, yes, we all lie down in front of them, believe that the real number to be far greater. They say 3/4 of people don't bother reporting their stolen bikes to authorities. We're joined now to discuss this issue of bike theft, Councillor Janet Horner, Green Party councillor for Dublin's North Inner City. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. How are you?
Why are bicycles so popular to steal?
Well, I think there's a few factors going on. I think we don't provide very much secure bike parking across the city. And I like, while I appreciate that this week's story doesn't lend much encouragement towards providing bike parking in workplaces. Normally, in the most majority of cases, it's a simple and cheap thing to provide, and yet it's not done in a lot of workplaces. It's not done at our major transport hubs, and it's not, a lot of people live, particularly in the inner city area, in places where they can't really store a bike in their relatively small homes, or in their, they don't have gardens or yard spaces either. So it creates, there's an opportunity there, number one. So there's an, like, it's an easy thing to do. And I guess at the same time, and this kind of comes through in some of the coverage of this story today, I think that people don't feel that it's taken very seriously. So it feels like a crime that is, people can, and you can see it sometimes in Dublin, you can see young people kind of trying to use crowbars, use angle grinders, steal bikes in broad daylight in front of people. And with that level of brazenness of doing that in front of an audience, It does seem to be the case that people don't have a real fear that this is something that they are going to be prosecuted for.
And are many, bikes found? I mean, is there a second-hand market in bikes that, you know, if the Gardaí, I get the low value, but if the Gardaí were to take it seriously, is there an ID system for bikes? I mean, is it a crime that you can get away with almost with impunity?
Well, I think some of the bikes are opportunistic, I think, but it is obvious that there's a lot more organized bike theft as well. We know that we've seen when people have used trackers on their bikes, and there was an investigation by RTE Investigates a couple of years ago, and they are being stored together in large warehouses, presumably for being shipped out via Dublin Port at some point in the future. So those are sort of significant enough money-making operations. And then again, you also have the element of opportunistic ones. I know the Gardaí have said to us, and I'd say it again, that they do have a storage of a lot of bikes that they have recovered that they can't return to people because people didn't report them stolen. So it is really important that people do report them stolen, I think, because when the Gardaí do recover bikes that have been from sort of stores of stolen bikes, they want to be able to get them back to people. So I think, sometimes bikes are low value items and sometimes people find them easy to replace. But increasingly, we see people investing in e-bikes. We see people investing in cargo bikes for their kids to bring them around. All those are relatively high value items. For some people, it's not just a kind of leisure tool. It's their livelihood. It's their mobility. It's a mobility aid if they have any movement difficulties at all. So it's not I think this is where, for us, it's something that we really do want to see taken a lot more seriously, because, there's an idea that it's simply like you've taken away a toy for an adult or something like that. But for a lot of people, it's much, much more significant than that. And the price or the investment in that bike for people, particularly on low incomes, is not something you can simply just buy.
What is the price of a bike, Janet? What is the price of a bike? Like, I see them now. I get the train a lot, and there's only 2 slots on the train for the Wexford train, up or down, for a bike. And of course, there's several people who want to bring on their bikes, so I stand up at the side of the entrance and so on because of my back issue, and I can't move with the bikes.
Yeah. So, the cost of a bike can range from anything from, you can get them from under 100 euro. I wouldn't necessarily recommend that. They might not be very good quality, but up to a few thousand euro, depending on what you're actually investing in. And particularly, again, if you are, and it is very positive to see more people are investing in long tail or cargo bikes to bring children with them around the city. And I think that reflects, again, that it is getting a bit safer with new infrastructure, that people feel they can bring their children around on bikes in the city. But those bikes aren't cheap, and those bikes, and it also means it is a very significant investment for parents, and they need somewhere safe to store them as well.
Just finally, before I let you go, the Greens in local government in the Greater Dublin area. Like, I lived in Dunleary for many years up to 2020, and now it is unrecognisable in terms of the bike lanes. Yesterday I was coming, I normally take public transport, bus or train, but I was coming from Portlaoise, had to be at 9:30 in Dublin. It took me more than 2 hours. And I'm looking to my right, and I'm looking to my left. It was raining. There was all these bike lanes and nobody in them. Have we gone bike mad?
I mean, when you look at the statistics and how many people are being killed and injured on our roads, I think it is still a very worthwhile intervention to provide a little bit more safety. And at the end of the day, we still see that we don't have, as we do in other countries, children cycling, women cycling, older people cycling to the same extent as we do fit middle-aged men predominantly. And you have to ask then again, why is it that some groups are being not allowed to use the roads freely on bikes? Because it is such a risky thing to do. And if we want everyone to be able to use the streets safely and equally, we have to make sure that we are providing safe infrastructure. So I think, you know, to be honest, I think we are only just getting started in achieving what safe streets would actually look like to allow our children, our older people, women, everybody with mobility challenges to safely use streets in the same way. And that is a big infrastructure change, but I think that is what we need to be moving towards at the moment.
Okay, Janet, Councillor Janet Horner, Green Party Councillor for Dublin's North Inner City. The message is clear. If you're not happy with bicycle lanes in Dublin, it ain't only getting starting. It's going to get worse.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.